Loyalist Township Council approved the extension of the Loyalist Link pilot program to September 3, 2027. This will maintain uninterrupted service while the township waits for the outcome of their Ontario Transit Infrastructure Fund application. Funding for the extension will be provided through provincial gas tax allocations as well as fares. Beginning in September, the current 90A, 90B service will transition to a single connector route linking Bath, Odessa, and Millhaven to the W.J. Henderson Hub. This will align with the planned shift for Kingston Transit Route 10 to 30-minute intervals. According to staff, the combined ridership of the two Loyalist Link routes was over 9,600 in 2025 and continues to grow. Staff are looking to improve coverage, flexibility, and cost efficiency. They will be reporting back to Council with updated financial projections and service performance metrics following the release of the funding decision. Director of Community and Customer Services Lori McFarland noted plans for the future.
There is plans to increase ridership. We're trying to do that. Hopefully, through the as presented, we're looking at on-demand, which could bring some efficiencies and might increase ridership as well.
Director of Corporate Services Strategy and Innovation Jenna Campbell spoke about waiting for the outcome of the funding decision.
We are limited right now in some of our actions that we can take while we're waiting to have the final OTIF application submitted to the province, because we have to remain in pilot status. So some of those opportunities may come to fruition a little bit more in terms of encouraging the growth of the ridership and that sort of thing once we have an idea of whether we'll be receiving that funding.
Councillor Paul Broderick showed his support for the program.
I remember going out for an early morning ride with Director Campbell around the first few weeks and, sort of thinking, are we going to be the only two on here? But the data supports some growth. And I think that was the original thing we were worried about was, would people come thinking, oh, this is only going to last a year? We're not going to change our habits, but I think we're heading in the right direction. And this is one thing I'm really proud that this council has done, is looked into that. And I hope that we can continue this down the roads. I think it's a viable service. And through personal experience, anytime you can get my kid on public transit, we're doing something right.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.